is a significant victory for both Mexico and the United States. This is the world's most notorious drug lord that got taken down. He's really the godfather, if you will, of the cartels. To bring him to justice, finally, after so many decades, is a great victory. There is corruption in that country, and I would ask that the Mexicans consider extraditing him to the United States, where he will be put in a supermax prison under tight security where he cannot escape.
McCall talking about really the get of this year and maybe the decade when it comes to drug kingpins. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Can you guess what his nickname is? Shorty. Yeah, that was the guy that they found in Mazatlan in the cheap condo, shockingly. Mazatlan, where a lot of Americans go on vacation and others as well because they get sweet deals. Joaquin Guzman, not where you expect to find him. I mean, the guy was iconic when it comes to bottom feeder drug lords that will slice people's throats in an instant. He had an army of cartel people around him. How does this happen? The U.S. swooped in, got some key details on things surrounding Guzman. He had seven houses in a city in Mexico connected to secret tunnels that led into the city's sewage system that also had reinforced steel doors, making it pretty tough to get to them. They were able to escape in those tunnels. But there was no tunnels to go to in Mazatlan. I guess they figured that they were okay, that nobody knew where they were. But the head of the Sinaloa cartel goes down in flames. I mean, this is major, a huge break with all of the drugs being supplied from that group to cut off the head of that cartel is huge. I mean, you know, it's like someone put it to me this way. Think of Al Capone back in his day. This is Al Capone times two. He is all about the whole drug kingpin culture. And it's been a wicked game of who's trumping who to try to get him, because he's been free since he escaped from prison in 2000. And one, he thought he would never, ever be caught. Never. Once he was caught and he escaped prison. In the world, one of the most wanted guys. Not just in the United States. We think the United States, you hear McCall saying there, let's extradite him to the U.S., put him in a supermax prison. But there's a lot of people that would love to get their hands on Guzman. Europe, Australia, I mean, you name it, he was reaching all ports. Marijuana, coke, meth, anything that you could possibly think of. So most of the lieutenants were killed, captured, that kind of stuff by the Mexican law enforcement types. But now with the cell phone information, with everything that the DEA could scrape up and ICE, it's huge. Huge. I mean, there's other drug lords for sure, but the Sinaloa cartel had massive influence. I mean, he would be on the top of that list. Forbes magazine put Guzman among the world's most powerful people since 2009. Fortune at $1 billion. Not anymore. Now he's in cuffs in a cell. Very significant. Big get. Big get. So now what does it mean? Does that cartel fold? Is there something else in place? What happens? At least temporarily, I think it would be a little crippling. A little crippling. At this point. Which is a good thing. Over the weekend, you might have missed this. The Ukraine is without its leader. The president fled, hiding in a Russian stronghold somewhere in the Ukraine, perhaps. But boy, it's a brand new day. There's some uncertainty in the nation, but the president is gone. After torture, gunning people down, terrible things that you can imagine. Dozens of people killed in demonstrations last week. And now President Viktor Yanukovych is gone. He tried to leave the country on Saturday, found a place to hunker down in, so he wasn't able to fly out. But at this point, it changes the game there. 2004 Constitution put back in place. Wow. But on Saturday, just like a scene from a movie, the president and his entourage tried to board a charter flight without documentation, and they were turned away. The opposition looking to try to pull him down. So far, they haven't been able to find him. There's just theories flying around. But it all started on Friday into the weekend. Parliament reinstating what I said, their constitution back from 2004. So the president has less power. That was one of the big demands of the protesters who had taken over Kiev City Hall for weeks on end. So now there'll be some other appointments, then an election. Pretty big deal there. Not the outcome that some people expected, but an outcome that's way better than having the clash between the protesters and the policing, the people policing in that area. So yet another one, another country sits weighing its options. And the Ukraine, without a doubt, exports heavily on the Russian market. So that's the whole argument about them jumping into the European Union. The market's not necessarily so easy because of that. But, man, what they were doing. They were fighting in kind of a squad-like brigades in Kiev, going after the people. Pretty scary. Pretty scary, some of the real descriptions of what it was like to be in the middle of this. Trying to mix it up, confuse the people. But they say the truth shall prevail, and now there's another crack at this. Coming up, some odds and ends here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
And this fits into that category for sure. How you doing, America? Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. Thanks for listening. How would you like to take part in? I just want you to imagine this for a second. Don't worry about how your body looks. Would you really strip off all of your clothes because you would want to be one of the hundreds of people to attempt to set a world record for the largest nude ocean swim? You cannot pay me enough money, even if I could get in fabulous shape, to do that. But hundreds of people who I guess could care less stripped down to their birthday suits. Where did they do that? Think of the beaches. Where would this possibly happen? Where could you get 700 people to do this? Of course in Australia. At the Sydney Harbour National Park. So that's, you know, they call it the nudie swim. And good for them, actually, for doing that. The ultimate skinny dip, I guess. They're not concerned about their body or any of that kind of stuff. And boom, they go and they swim. They take pictures of this. They want to be labeled as the largest nude swim crowd in the ocean. I don't know. Something about that. I'm just thinking. You have to have a different mindset, I suppose. But even in my youngest of days, I don't think you could convince me to do it. I don't think you could convince me, but bravo to anyone who can. How about this story? I don't know if you've been noticing this about oil, but the price of oil is continuing to inch up more and more. This is now for a seventh straight week. If you look at a barrel of crude, it's over $100. In fact, it's $102 and change on the New York Mercantile Exchange. So how about that? This cold weather, you know, that's part of the whole predicting thing. Analysts are saying oil prices could maybe reverse direction with the demand and whatnot, but so far it's been the needle's going in the opposite direction. Now, if you have stock, if you have oil stock, you're happy about this, but anyone else that just jacks up the prices, heating oil was up and it's now like $3.05 a gallon, something like that, and gasoline overall inched up, and of course that varies depending on where you live as to how much you're, you know, what the heating oil is going to, not the heating oil, what the gasoline prices are going to be. If it's California, you're paying more. If it's Chicago specifically, you're paying more. If it's someplace in the southeast, depending on where, you might get a better deal. And, of course, they can always gouge you when it's a small, teeny, tiny town. You know, that's where they have you, where you're stuck. And you're going to pay because what else are you going to do? But wherever there's a whole bunch of, usually wherever there's a whole bunch of state gas stations and availability, even though there's not supposed to be any kind of collusion, you usually get, usually would find yourself in a much better situation. I can't believe it because I've been to all those places. I have family in Chicago and I have friends and whatnot in California, and it never ceases to amaze me no matter what. It's not. It's definitely going to be higher than everywhere else in the country. And when we say higher, it can be a lot higher. It can be significantly higher. I mean, we're not talking a couple of cents. We're talking much more than that. Some other odds and ends. Just when you thought you had it all figured out. I don't know. I don't watch this show. I'm not much into the reality TV thing. But Erin Andrews goes from ESPN to Fox to now the co-host of Dancing with the Stars. She's Tom Bergeron's co-host when they open the 18th season in March. And the person that they fired said her name is Brooke Burke Chervet. She was shocked that she had been fired after 8 seasons as the co-host. Welcome to show business. So Andrews, I guess, was on the show dancing on one of the seasons. So that's where they first saw her. But she had that supposed sports background where she was there for the NFL playoffs. She was a sideline person, and of course with Fox and that kind of thing. And I guess she's going to continue with the Fox deal, but she's going to do this Dancing with the Stars thing. I mean, there's a name that people know. Speaking of names that people know, there is no doubt that Paula Deen is one of those figures that you either like her or now you don't like her. She's polarizing. She goes into the category in a different way of like a Hillary Clinton or a Sarah Palin, where there seems to be no in-between. So here's your third one, Paula Deen. And this now has been a couple of weeks, but somebody dumped money into her having a show, like $75 million, and she's trying to make a comeback doing demonstrations and stuff. She was in South Beach, Florida, and I guess a lot of people showed up. So she's doing these appearances where they're just jam packed, and she's got a private investor who dumped a bunch of money to help her come back, because a lot of those endorsements and cookbooks and all those things that were being produced went by the wayside after the controversy that she went through. And now on the other side of this, somebody's trying to throw her a lifeline and wonder if she'll bounce back from that or not. $100 million or $75 million is can be a chunk of money depending on what you're doing. If she's doing some kind of webisodes or something like that, that would easily stretch and work. But the Food Network says they won't, you know, they're not going to touch her, at least not now anyway. They're saying that. And that leaves her open to what places, you know. Food Network is the number one, is the number one place when it comes to food stars, but her career has really taken a punch with the public relations disasters. In 2012, she announced she had diabetes, and then she had an endorsement deal for a drug to treat it, and, you know, all the food that she was pushing, of course, was opposite of that. And then last summer was really the big shoe that dropped, the legal dispute with the employee who accused her of racial discrimination and harassment, and then she acknowledged having used slurs, but that's, you know, part of her culture of how she grew up, and so almost all those deals that she had fell apart. So this is a question of Americans are forgiving, of a forgiving nature, a lot of people would say, but will they forgive her? Will she get recycled a second time, or no? Is it too late? Is there just, whether you think it's ridiculous or not, is it just sometimes a case of it's too late, baby? You just can't bounce back if you're shut out of certain arenas that pay and make up for the crew and everybody else that would be involved in any kind of a food show, for sure. So maybe that might be the case with Paula Deen. Coming up, we have a re-rack from last week on America Tonight, and that I think you'll enjoy, talking with Nedra Enzi and talking about the situation in New Orleans and what happened with Ray Nagin, the former New Orleans mayor, who was convicted on 20 counts of bribery, money laundering, tax evasion, and a bunch of other fraud. Nedra doesn't hold back, talking about the disappointment and what it all means next here on ATN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
America tonight. We are very pleased to welcome Nadra Enzi to the show, Project 21 member, and he has some interesting thoughts on what we talked about last week. If you wound the clock back and you think of Hurricane Katrina and you think of the mayor then, Ray Nagin, and all the things that happened in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, and you fast forward then, you go backwards, and then you fast forward to what happened last week, his conviction on 20 counts of bribery, money laundering, tax evasion, and a bunch of other fraud. Some people were stunned. Others were not. Nadra, thanks so much for coming on the show. What was your, as all this unfolded, what was your initial reaction?
Disgust that somebody who came in as a consensus candidate, he was supported by white and black, he was supported by Republican and Democrat, he had the largest, broadest mandate from the greatest number of constituents to go in there and clean things up. And not only did he not clean things up, he actually made a, if possible, greater mess than the ones that preceded him.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because, like I said, some people just love Nagin, thought he was such a great advocate for the city, that he was really unfairly being portrayed at times in the media. So some people were very, very surprised by this. But when you looked at the case against Nagin, like you said, disgust was your reaction, because, of course, you're from Louisiana, and thinking of...
Well, actually, I've lived here before.
If you lived in Louisiana. And thinking of what that meant to the people there, I mean, it's, you can't even, I don't think you can put a price tag on what he's cost the people in New Orleans, do you think?
And that's why the response has been so visceral. Now, you do have people who feel this is, I call this the blameless black crowd, to feel that this is just another episode of remote control theory, where somebody white with a remote control is behind all this, but they neglect to factor in. Four of the five people who testified against them were white. One man was black. Everybody was facing federal time. Nobody got any break. If they had not given him up, they were going to be convicted on their counts. If he had not done anything, they would not have had evidence. And in the information age or the postmodern age, let's say the age of productivity, what is evidence these days? Email. Lots of email.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Certainly email is colorless, if you will, and people, I don't understand this, just don't pay attention to their emails. They think it just goes into the ether and then no one will ever find it. And yet again and again and again, this keeps being the thing, as you mentioned, that convicts people. I was really drawn to a line that you wrote, and you just were talking about this. We can't keep blaming white folks for crime we freely choose to commit. The higher up the food chain we go, the more these trials will be publicized. Some, this is what you wrote, some will say the Nagin case is proof black mayors are inherently corrupt. It's hard for me to buy that one since I live in Louisiana where a whole lot of white politicians and paymasters are perp walked to prison. So it's equal opportunity, isn't it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Equal opportunity at its highest and finest. You know, we have No small number of officials, great and small, of all ethnicities, who find themselves taking that unpleasant trip to the federal courthouse. So, no, when people want to say that this is used as yet an example that, well, we don't need black mayors in New Orleans, by that same rubric, then Louisiana's most famous governor, Edwin Edwards, he just got out of prison. And he was widely embraced. The coroner from a neighboring parish, that's the local version of counties, he just got indicted. I mean, we can go down the list of people who've been indicted as a very large, prestigious, and integrated club.
So true. Do you ever get tired of that? You get tired of this whole thing of immediately we have to jump to either side of this because we're just sitting here describing this. It's like it's another thing that you wrote. Exempting black criminals because of real or imagined racism only cheapens our lives and promises more scenes like today. When do we get to this point? You know, I've traveled abroad. I'm sure you've met people from other countries. Maybe you've traveled abroad, too. And I've talked to people in England and France and in other places who think it's almost barbaric the way we are. They don't understand how the cries of racism exist and all these problems are still here. What do you say to that?
I say that we're 50 years roughly out of legal apartheid in America. And if you throw in the Great Society and what the left has done, instead of moving past that, which we have to a large extent, remember, the same people who say that there's a remote control controlling black crime also have to concede that you have a biracial president who identifies as black. They also have to concede that the number one law enforcement officer for this country, the United States Attorney General, he's also black. So we have got to kind of upgrade our commentary, but people are still saying, and what I try to get a lot of my peers to realize is if looking for white supremacy, if you feel that's the great explanation for what's going on in the black community, then why is it you never look at these liberals around you who have destroyed your family, who have co-opted your elected officials, who have taken your vote, and put it on the shelf and ritually dust it off only for re-election and then put it back on the shelf. There's more than enough evidence there. Instead of saying, well, if there's a drive-by shooting tonight, Mitt Romney did it. If there's employment discrimination, it must be the Tea Party. If certain areas of town are inundated with crack dealers and crack addicts, it must be because of the GOP. No, no, you need to look a lot closer. We have to look to ourselves as a community, and we have to look to also our number one political allies, which, regrettably, at this time period, are liberals.
Yeah, and why do you think that is? Why hasn't there been, I don't want to call it a changing of the guard, but why haven't things flipped over? Project 21, for example, black conservative point of views. There are many, many people that, just like anybody else of any ethnic background, any color, any whatever you want to call it, you have plenty of opinions and ideologies and whatnot. So why wouldn't the black community embrace that and have that?
Cultures take time to change. Even in Jim Crow, we had a stable family and traditional values. Roughly 40, 50 years of social engineering later, we have anything but. Project 21 came about in the wake, or at least I first became aware of it, in the wake of the Clarence Thomas hearings, when I started seeing Project 21 members at the National Press Club and having conferences that were carried on C-SPAN. So here we are in 2014, particularly with social media, we're having even more platforms to help change the dialogue and in turn change the culture. So it's happening. But like every other cultural change, it just has to gain momentum. And in the black community, many people hold traditional values. That's not the issue. Their vote and their level of tolerance for elements of the Democratic Party and certain progressive ideals that are 180 in the direction of their base, that's where the change is going to have to come. You know, I really don't focus so much on telling people what party you need to affiliate with. I need to tell people you need to vote your values, and you need to support those initiatives that reflect your values, and you need to stop giving a pass to somebody simply because he has a D behind his name.
Boy, so well said. Absolutely true. You know, the other disappointing thing I think that happens is, again, in traveling and talking to people and voting in countries where you actually can vote, you don't have a gun held to your head, is that more people, Nadra, don't go out there and vote. As somebody who's politically active, as you said, don't worry about the D or the R. It's about your values and look at things that way. Wouldn't it be great if we just saw the vote explode on that?
Personally, it would be like heaven on earth. But what I find even more distressing is now the Attorney General is talking about we need to give felons the right to vote. And, you know, I come from the inner city, grew up in the same demographic or surrounded by the same demographic that he's talking about. Personally, I think he's doing it because 2014 is coming up and he needs to get something to get the liberal and the independent vote stirred up. Here's the sad reality. People, the registered voters, the ones who are not felons, who can vote, who are actually on the voting rolls or eligible to register to vote, don't vote. You know, the franchise is literally rotting on the vine. Many inner city polling places have to be closed, not because somebody's trying to be a segregationist and suppress the black vote, but because not enough people in those districts and those precincts are coming out and voting. So when you throw all the smoke and mirrors out there about you want to get convicted crack dealers and bank robbers the right to vote again, which they can in most states if they go through a process. So if we wave the magic wand to do that, they're hoping, including some Rand Paul Republicans too, that you're just going to have this influx of grateful ex-cons who are just going to lay their vote on the party who recognizes them. And the sad part is, felon and non-felon are really indifferent. Most feel the political process does not address their needs and, frankly, doesn't care about them. But, you know, this is the American reality. This is the mountain of apathy we've got to climb.
Yeah, mountain of apathy, one step at a time, I'll tell you. Nadra Enzi, don't be a stranger. Terrific stuff. Enjoyed speaking with you. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Push myself too far too fast, and definitely don't get greedy, but at the same time I'm a dreamer, so right now I'm dreaming of, you know, the next Olympics winning 5 gold medals.
If only one American athlete's dream, when so many others fell short. It was a tough Olympics for Team USA, not what so many of them expected. Instead, the U.S. with 28 medals, while the Russians had 33 in the end. They had the most medals in the end. And there were a couple of opportunities completely blown on the ice. The Canadian men won hockey gold one more time. The U.S., not even a bronze. Of course, I think their hopes were so deflated on Friday when they lost 1-0 to the Canadians. And then there were a few other sports where we failed to medal, and it looked like it was a cinch for that to happen. So a tough, disappointing haul in a way for Team USA. You have to say, if you look at the medal totals and the disappointments, and Sean White not medaling, was pretty exciting to see what he's going to do in the half pipe, but there were problems with some of the conditions on the slopes and whatnot as the snow was melting. So Sochi was kind of a mixed bag. For the Russians, $51 billion was spent on the games. $51 billion. So you have to say, now what? After spending that kind of money, you just think, how do you keep this up in the future for these events when somebody hosts an Olympics? What's expected when you host an Olympics in the future, opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies, the venues themselves. At some point, it's going to get, and it's already there, I would think. It used to be that everybody jumped over themselves to get it, and maybe countries still do. But at some point, you have to say, wow, it's not worth it. We're not even breaking even on this deal. How are we going to break even? We're not going to. It's too much money to host this. And like I said, we may already be there. We might already be there with how much it's cost to put this latest one on. Because there's always the pressure to do better, especially when it comes to, not even just the venues, but when it comes to the opening ceremonies and the closing ceremonies, but especially those opening ceremonies. I mean, I think that really sets the stage, the fireworks, the whole thing. You know, how big, bad, amazing can you be versus what happened the last time? So 17 days of this booted. The next host for the Winter Games is South Korea. So be interesting to see how the South Koreans pull it off after watching what happened in Russia. Vladimir Putin, watching the closing ceremonies from the stands, couldn't be happier because I think of the Russians taking so many medals. 33 Vemos, 13 gold. U.S. had 9 gold to the 13 for Russia. So how much money they laid out? What happens now with this venue after the world has seen Sochi? I mean, are people, suddenly is there going to be an influx of tourism there? I don't think so. And especially this city was kind of an old Stalinist kind of city. And now it's transformed. But how do they, with the Olympic flame being doused, how do they keep this thing from deteriorating, as you've seen some of the other venues have fallen apart? And how does this one not become one of those? I think there's lots and lots of questions, and there's definitely a lot of questions when it comes to some of the performances from Team USA, especially the speed skating, where it was just such a zero all the way across. You know, the anti-doping tests and whatnot that were conducted in the Olympics were the most in history, they say. The IOC actually did 2,600 tests, nearly 200 more than they had planned to do. So from that point of view, you know, with the pressure over the whole drug testing thing, they really stepped it up there. Really, really stepped it up compared to what they've done in the past, trying to kind of douse out any controversy there for sure. So what a way to end these games, and not what was expected. The last gold for the Russians Sunday, the four-man bobsled, and there were so many screaming fans there to see what was going to happen, and that just sort of capped the whole thing off, I think, for the Russians. And, you know, what are the biggest disappointing stories? You know, Sean White, could it be Sean White? Could it be the fact that Team USA didn't medal, but more importantly, it was about the gold, didn't get the gold medal, didn't get to the game? I think that is huge disappointment. Shawnee Davis not doing anything in speed skating. You know, when you think of the highlights and you think of the lowlights, boy, oh boy, there is some definite lowlights from Russia. And then some highlights, too. You know, certainly not all of it is completely negative. Think of the ice dancers and the fact that you had the American team that had skated together for 17 years and for them to win gold, even though the Canadians complained since they had the same coach, that was a huge moment for the U.S., a huge moment, because we had never had an American team win ice dancing, and especially the way that they were able to do it. And I would say Bodie Miller coming up with another medal, especially with those conditions on the slopes, that was a big, big, big moment for the United States. I would also say that I think in some of the other events, like the women's bobsled, coming away with silver and bronze, even though it wasn't gold, was still another huge feat when you think of the other countries and what they're able to do. So, you know, also the freestyle moguls was a big one for the U.S. Not everything, you know, not everything was a losing, wasn't a losing proposition across the board. Certainly not. Even though there wasn't as many golds as expected, there were still some pretty cool moments where Team USA really was able to rock it in a different way. Men's ski jumping, pretty huge. Sarah Hendrickson, the 19-year-old American who won the world championships in 2013. Then she had that crazy knee injury. She was, she was part of the story, part of getting there and doing what had to be done to make the right things happen. And maybe the biggest story, like I said, the biggest story is the United States favorite to win women's hockey too, the gold medal. No such luck. They come away with silver. Canada again beating the U.S. This time the women still do get the silver medal, but you could tell, just like the men, not even meddling. I think gold or nothing was pretty much how it was in ice hockey, and they were pretty disappointed for sure. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can share them with me. Send them to americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.